Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Yes, it's njb277@yahoo.com.
All right, and give me just a moment. Can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Nancy Berg, 3309 Main Street, Unit 1006, Beckett, Massachusetts, 01223.
Thank you, ma'am. And I do see that we transferred your account from Blueprint. How can I help you today?
I had ordered the crochet kit, the Vanessa's Vintage Scarf, and it's not showing up in my account when I sign on. And I wanted to be able to print out instructions and if I had any questions about it, which I kind of do. But it's not there.
Let me see.
I ordered it with red yarn. No, it's actually called red. What's it called? It's called crimson.
I thought it was Vanessa's Vintage Scarf.
Vanessa's Vintage Scarf Crochet Kit by Sweet Potato 3, it says on my paperwork.
I can see if we have that pattern available. If not, you may have to reach out to the instructor that created the pattern. Hold on 1 second.
Well, since I ordered it from you, it says I should be able to look it up at the site and print out. That's what it says in my kit directions here. It's a printed version. You can also download a digital version at any time from your pattern library. Log into your Craftsy account to access it. And it's not there.
Okay. So when we did the transfer from Blueprint over to this Craftsy, we did transfer some patterns, but some patterns did not transfer. I'm not showing that this pattern was one of those that transferred. I'm trying to see if we have it on the website, possibly.
It said Blueprint on my box, but that doesn't
right.
mean anything.
When it was, well, Blueprint has shut down, so we purchased Blueprint and reset up Craftsy. So, but I'm not seeing, give me just a moment, let me see.
Like I've got a number under Craftsy. I don't know if that would help you or not.
So you can, so we do have, that pattern is available by Sweet Potato 3 on Ravelry.com. So you'd be able to message with the creator if you go to that website, and she would be able to, be able to help you.
Okay, but don't they charge you there for the pattern?
If you've purchased the kit,
I would say
message the designer and let her know that you purchased it with Blueprint. I have an email address that you could try emailing her.
You do have an email?
Yes, so her site is sweetpotato3.com, and she has a contact me option. And you would be able to send her a message on her site.
All right, so just sweetpotato3.com is her email?
That's the website. If you go to her website, under the contact, and then click on contact me, there is an option for you to email her. And she'd be able to get back with you.
So, do you do anything for the fact that I was supposed to be able to download and print from you since I purchased it through you?
Unfortunately, we have added all of the patterns to the website, so there's nothing that I'm going to be able to do aside from email it to you if it's one that we have available, but I'm not locating that pattern right now. So your best option would be to reach out to the designer and let her know that you purchased the kit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, it was just a matter of since I bought the kit through you and I can't do what you claim I could, I thought that maybe Craftsy offered me something, but I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, I do apologize.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, and thank you for